let's talk about mortgages, which means we also have to talk a bit about the Fed and what signals that interest rate hikes could be coming next year. What does the outlook for housing look like? Let's bring in Melissa Cohn, William Ravis Mortgage Regional Vice President and Executive Mortgage Banker. Melissa, it's great to have you on the program this morning. Just kind of wanted to kick it off with that outlook when it comes to the Fed possibly raising those short-term interest rates. We know that tends to bear on longer-term rates as well. But still, right now, historically, I was looking at 30-year rates somewhere between the neighborhood of, 3.5% historically low, even as low as 3% in some cases. What are you seeing on that front? Could that really materially change things as the Fed pivots next year?
I think that mortgage rates will probably stay in somewhat of a trading range as long as we have COVID as an issue with us, with the economy. When the Fed finishes its tapering, they say in March, and when they start raising rates at some point later next year, that will immediately have an impact on home equity loans, but it may not immediately have an impact on mortgage rates. At some point, the Fed's raising rates will push mortgage rates higher, but I don't think that we're going to go back to seeing rates over 4%.
Yeah, when it comes to kind of, mortgage demand, we've seen a lot of refinancing going on too. But what does maybe some of that do to, some of the mortgage activity you're expecting in 2022, depending on how quickly some of those changes might actually come to fruition?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people who would have liked to refinance in 2021 were not given the ability due to impact on their income during 2020 because of the pandemic. So there are many people who will be filing tax returns in 2022, showing that their income has been restored and giving them the ability to refinance. And even if they're going to refinance, call it at 3.25%, maybe 3.5%, if someone needs to pull cash out, if someone's doing a renovation, there are many reasons why people will refinance, even if rates are a little bit higher.
Melissa, let's drill down a little bit more into the dynamics when there is a raising rate environment, because this isn't just the case for mortgages, it's the case for all credit products. But when rates do increase, there's actually some downward pressure that comes from competition, right? Because if you want to hold on to volume, you do still want to price at a lower rate than your competitors. Do you think that might play into the mortgage market, especially given what you just said about where rates might not even move next year? Do you think there could be some more arbitrage within the mortgage banking industry between certain types of banks and what they have to offer?
Oh, absolutely. Banks want to keep their machines going, and banks have staffed up over the course of the past year and a half, 2 years. And, they want to be able to keep these people working and keep their coffers full. And especially as other people are refinancing and loans are getting paid off, banks want to make sure that they have enough volume, and it will get very competitive, especially in the purchase market. Banks are much happier doing purchase loans with the expectation that they'll have those on the books for a longer tenure, as opposed to refinances, which tend to, in many times, have a shorter tenure.
Yeah, it's interesting because each time we kind of have a housing discussion here on the show, and we note that home prices are rising faster than ever, you have people flashing back to the big housing crisis, back in 06. And you think about how different the market looks today. I mean, maybe just put it in context when you have people kind of returning to those fears, just kind of given how it doesn't seem like there's as much risky lending going on. And in fact, maybe you could argue quite the opposite when it comes to, banks still trying to be pretty safe in what they're doing now.
Oh, absolutely. Banks are, for the most part, no longer offering 100% financing with no income verification, and that was a big issue for the housing market back in 2006, because there were many people that were approved and closed on mortgages that they really couldn't afford to carry. Banks learned a big lesson, and really, for the most part, most mortgages are made with full income verification and do require down payments. And especially that real estate values have gone up so much over the course of the past year, what, almost 18% in the past year, people have equity. And that is a game changer, because people are not going to want to walk away from the equity that they've built in their home. They would rather sell than go into foreclosure.